This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final half hour here on the Hoffman Show. Team 980 always live as well on the free Odyssey app. It's Wizards Week. Tip off tomorrow night. About this time, you'll be hearing from Will Dawkins, the general manager of the Wizards. We'll be live at Capital One Arena. But right now, my chat from Media Day with the one and only Corey Kispert. Back on Wizards Media Day. Told you we'd be back. It's Corey Kispert, everybody, with us here for this third year in a row that we've done this.
Yeah.
We've had Scottish adventures.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of fun. There's always something that comes out of this interview.
So yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be yet.
Stay tuned.
But if you're watching live, then this is why you watch live, because then you'll find out first. So what did you do this summer, Corey?
I spent a lot of time in the sun, played a lot of golf, worked on my game, and
your golf game or your basketball game?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And I just kind of stayed put, honestly. I mean, in the summertime, I love just like relaxing and decompressing. So not as many, travels and like international adventures as some of my other teammates, but I kind of like it that way.
When you say stay put, did you go back to wherever home is
yeah.
and stay put there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know Will said there was a lot of guys that spent a lot more time here.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you balance like wanting to be a part of those trips and being here with a lot of the fellas and also making sure that you got the time you needed to?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a balance, right? Like you want to be able to unplug and you want to be able to decompress after the long seasons that we have. But like, thankfully, we were able to like get guys' phone numbers right away and like communicate with people as soon as they became a part of the team. So I felt like I knew a lot of the guys already coming here to DC in September when we were ready to roll. So I feel like we were picking up where we left off, not kind of starting off on page one.
Did you go to either Cali or Miami? Both?
Okay. It was one of them.
What was that experience like? Just kind of getting the fellas together. Kyle told me earlier, like it was a lot more about the off the floor stuff than it was on the floor, but what was it like?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Like it's off the floor. It's meeting, it's getting to know each other. It's kind of developing the chemistry off the floor before you can apply it on the floor. And we did a great job of, making it feel light and comfortable. It didn't feel like a work trip or a business trip. It felt like you're just going to go hang out with the boys. So mission accomplished there.
What are those runs like on the floor, though? Like once you guys get out there, obviously you're all super competitive.
Yeah.
But you're all trying to learn each other. Like there's a point to it beyond just like, hey, can I win this pickup game?
Yeah.
So what are those runs like?
Yeah, it's kind of, you mean when you, as a competitor, when you play anything, you want to win it, right? And that kind of winning mentality or like winning those games take a little bit of a backseat just to like learning how people play and seeing what kind of things they added over the summer in ways that can help us this year. So it's a little bit more of like a, like a research project than like a, than like actually trying to win a game. But they're fun. Everyone's kind of has fresh legs, summer legs. And so you're able to see everybody at their best and kind of implementing the new things that they try to put in.
So we know that it's called jump season around
here.
What was your jump?
My jump was a lot of like detail work, right? Like I feel like on my fourth year, like I know who I am as a player, and don't get me wrong, there's things that I want to add and there's things that I want to change. But in the summertime specifically, like I want to tighten the screws on the game that I already have. So it's a lot less. I mean, I didn't add anything brand new. I didn't reinvent myself as a player, but I really got better at the things that I am good at, and it's gonna pay off because great players are really good at the small stuff.
So for you, I'm guessing that's just continuing to refine the shot, mm-hmm. making sure that it feels good,
mm-hmm.
Whatever the plays off of that, mm-hmm. the pump and go, mm-hmm. Which we saw last year, mm-hmm. got a couple bodies,
yeah, a few.
And then what else is there? And actually, I know what I want to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Defensively.
Yeah.
What you have to do is do your part amongst 9 other moving variables.
Yeah.
How the hell do you practice that?
Yeah, a lot of you try to play live as much as you can. I mean, for me defensively, like, and it works on the offensive side of the ball, it was a little detail that I tried to add on both sides, was like playing as big as I am. Like, I feel like I'm strong enough to push around anybody in this league, and learning how to like actually play strong on both sides of the ball, it can only help you. So defensively, like matching guys' physicality and seeking contact and directing them where I want to go is something that like I kind of toyed with and messed with and got a lot better at this summer.
You should just ask me, because I have an easy answer for you how to do that.
Yeah.
You go talk to Jonas and do whatever he says.
Yeah, he's big, man.
That is a big dude.
A mountain of a man.
What has it been like to have him and Malcolm around? Because I've heard those two dudes are just different.
About as easygoing and about as chill of people as you can have. They love basketball. They love the game. They love talking about it. And so those conversations you have with guys that have seen a lot help you as a player, and they help us grow cohesively as a group. So, I mean, they've been amazing since the day they stepped in the building, and you know, their experience shows on the floor too. Like, they're incredible.
Knowing you the way I professionally do, and you know, not like we're best friends, we don't hang out. He has invited me to play golf, which is probably a good thing, because I would very much slow him down, because I'm not very good and he is. The point is, Corey, that I know enough about you at this point, 4 years into this, to know how you tick.
Mm-hmm.
And that when Brian Keefe came in, you were probably very happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite BK story?
Favorite BK story. It's less of a story. It's just more of how he like relates to guys. Like, he's truly has a gift of developing relationships with his players. And he knows exactly how he can talk to me versus how he can talk to Jordan versus how he can talk to Bilal. Like, his style to each different person is different, but he holds everybody accountable in the same way. And so he's a master at that. And accountability is something you crave as a player, truly, deep down. And he really is good at that. And he wants to hold us to the highest standard that we can have as a team, and it's only going to make us better. So, like, that was a really, really nice breath of fresh air playing the second half of season with him.
One thing I talked to him about, and I'm curious how it looks from your end of the equation, is the balance between giving players autonomy that they feel like they have ownership, but also keeping them with, you know, coloring within the line, so to speak, of the system and the way you guys want to play, the principles, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
How do you see him doing that, and in terms of making sure that you guys feel empowered, that you can be yourselves, that you can feel the joy that Will and everybody talks about, but also doing things the way that they want them done?
Yeah, I mean, like, on the court, like, it's important on a team to have roles, and everybody has a different role, and those roles change and shift throughout the year. I think freedom comes within, like, knowing what you're supposed to do on the floor and having that clear guideline and exploring within that. But on the other hand, like, he lets us let it rip personally. Like, we can be authentically who we are, every show of emotion, every way we want to play to the crowd, every way we want to interact with each other. Like, that's okay. That's all good. And he encourages all of that. And practices are loose and they're fun and they're fast paced, but like, don't get us wrong. Like, it's not going to be a free for all and roll the ball out and see what happens. Like, there's structure and there's roles, and on the court, we can explore within that.
What is success for you this year? The most media day question ever.
I know. And I know it's probably the hardest one too. I think success for me comes in, I think it's like being more authentically myself. I mean, like, there's so many times over the course of my first 3 years, and it's happened less and less as I've gone on, where it's feel like I'm questioning who I am or what I'm doing out there and like how I can impact this team. I feel like that's clearer than ever, and I want to be able to stick to that every single day. And I think I'm in a position right now with this team where my game is at, that if I like truly stick to myself and never waver and the kind of things I want to do on the floor, like, I'm really posed to have like an amazing year.
Do you like working on yourself, so to speak? Like,
sure.
That's such a big
cliche
topic
term.
And,
yeah,
and it is, but like, I'm someone who thinks about that stuff a lot, so I'm asking this question from like genuine curiosity, not in like a okay athlete guy with your athlete
working
brain.
On yourself.
Everyone's working on themselves out here. Do you not dumb jock, you know, Gen Z feelings,
sure.
whatever, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to work too. Do you read? Do you like who do you talk to? Like, what's that process look like for you?
Yeah, it's mostly talking to people, really. I mean, I have a lot of good friends, both back home and people that I'm friends that I've made, coaches that I've played for here who are no longer here that I can really lean on, who read a ton, who study a ton, who have been in a bunch of different places. And mostly for me, it's just seeking out people who are smarter than me and who have been more places than me and like asking what seems like dumb questions to them but are really valuable to me. And if I can get things off my chest with the way that I'm feeling and how I'm approaching a season or different situations or problems that I'm navigating, that helps me feel better as a person. And like hearing advice from really wise people, you know, never hurts.
No doubt. All right, last topic here. You are a four-year college player? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're now 4 years in the league?
Yep.
And now you have 19-year-old kids that are your teammates?
Yep.
Are you starting to feel that age gap a little
yes.
bit?
Yes. Yes, I am. I mean, people have been really nice to me today and calling me a vet and like longer tenured wizard, but like the word that they're saying is old. But when I read between the lines, and I'm starting to feel that way. I mean, like these guys help me feel a little young. I mean, I'm 25, so I'm not old by any stretch, but like 19, like that's a big gap. So I'm learning from them as much as they're learning from me.
What are you learning from them?
Just like these guys have unbelievable amounts of energy. Like they just come into the building every day. Like they've got like 10 hours of sleep and they've drank 4 Red Bulls before they showed up. So
must be nice.
They're pushing me to like play with joy and like approach the game in like in that way, which is going to help in the middle of the season.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah. Looking forward to watching you guys cool. this year. There was no accents this year, which
bummer
might be a good thing.
Yeah,
depending on which roads we go down. We have done our third straight media day interview without either of us getting fired, and we'll consider that a success.
That's a win.
Corey Kispert, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is my chat with Corey Kispert. Anthony, do we think the fact that we behaved ourselves this year, we did not do any accents, we did not do any wacky bits, is why Corey then signed a very large extension?
I think that played a role, for
Corey
sure.
Corey Kispert, you owe me money! I'm just kidding. You don't. That's not how that works. It's against the laws of journalism. Okay, when we get back, Real Things Real People Said into real microphones, including there is a very, formerly powerful person who confronted an NBA All-Star about how bad the NBA All-Star game is. You got to hear this next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.